Ani, Bazu, Nagani, Anishinaabekanini, Stace Laform, Disnakaz, Credit Dunzerba, Mayinga Dotum, Mississauga, Anishinaabe Dow. So I just told you what my clan is, where I'm from, what my traditional name is. I'd also like to thank everyone involved in this. I know we get all the credit, but we're just the pretty faces that they drag out to show off to the people. I thought I heard somebody smirk when I said pretty faces. But anyway, I want to thank everybody who really did the hard work, and thank you so much for everybody who got together and worked to put things in place and make sure that you, as far as I know, are one of, if not the first, to sign such an agreement with Indigenous, and certainly the treaty holders, the Mississaugas, as a credit, are optimistic about our future. And I know that being the first in anything can be a little bit scary and a little bit challenging, and people are always what-ifing themselves late into the evening. What if this happens? What if this? But in my mind, this is exciting. This is an opportunity to do good things for all of us. You know, we don't get in relationships, we don't build friendships to cause troubles. We build them to create something bigger and better, you know, to make the world a better place, even if it's just by a little. And that's how I look at today, as a start to that. And I'm excited about having the opportunity to sit down and talk about, you know, what we work on next and how we work together on that. My thanks for everyone for having us here. I wanted to offer my prayer, even though Eddie did a great one to begin the opening, I'd still like to offer you this prayer. We give thanks to the Creator for allowing this gathering. We ask that He guide us and forgive us when we falter and disappoint. For though we aspire to greatness, we are, after all, only human. Grant us a clear mind, a pure heart, and courage. A clear mind to make intelligent and well-thought-out decisions. A pure heart to make decisions that are also personal bias and desire. And the courage to use both, a clear mind and a pure heart, in our lives. Let us set aside small differences. Let us not be bogged down in rhetoric. Let us live each day with a feeling of accomplishment and pride. Most importantly, let us remember we are not adversaries, nor are we enemies. We share a similar past, a kindred spirit, and a common heritage. We must always remember the real reason we gather, to do the right thing for our people, our children, our future. Miigwech. So that prayer seems especially, especially significant as we move forward today, because it's about hope. You know, through everything else, it's about being honest with each other and ourselves, and about moving forward. And I see this as such a great opportunity to do so. So once again, on behalf of the Mississaugas, of the credit of the Ojibwe, of the Anishinaabe, we say Chi Miigwech. That's where you would applaud now if you liked the speech.